enforcer. I believe they're called enforcers, Gordon.
I sell women's shoes.
And the stallion.
Stallion, baby! I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night.
We are back with another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. And before we go any further, Joe, you ready to press play?
Always.
All right. 3, 2.
Wait, we're watching porn, right?
All right. Let's do the intro again. All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. Press play in 3, 2, 1. Okay. So. Everybody, welcome to another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are your host, He's a Stallion. I'm the Enforcer. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. We are doing a, some may call it a watch-along. We're not going to call it that because everybody does this now, right? All these famous podcasts, what you do is you get two guys, you watch a show together, you talk about it. It's cool, it's hip, it's neat, it's trendy. You know when this trend started, Joe?
No. I don't have anything ready to say.
2015. You know who it started with, Joe?
Oh, us, right? We did this?
Yeah, that's right. We did this first. So if you go back into our YouTube, the first ever video we did on YouTube was you and I sitting Mystery Science Theater 3000 style watching Halloween Havoc 1991?
Yeah, Chamber of Horrors, I think.
Chamber of Horrors, yeah. So... we did that before everybody, so suck it, because that was our thing, okay? And you took that from us. So now here's what we're doing: we're turning things around now. We're kind of getting into we're doing a not a classic show. We're doing a new show. Progress. I'm also sick, so you're gonna hear a lot of that. Progress Chapter 76. Hello Wembley. Joe and I are watching the main event, which featured Walter taking on Tyler Bate as he defends his Progress title. Now, this show was their biggest show ever. Hello Wembley, Wembley Arena, Wembley Hall, whatever you might have called it. It was their biggest show of all time. They were able to sell it out, and it was probably definitely their best show of the year. There were plenty of matches on there. Dunn versus Dragunov, Walter versus... Walter versus Tyler Bate, as we're watching right now. Andrews versus Eddie Dennis in the TLC match. Really, really good show. But, Joe, is it fair to say this is your first introduction to Walter?
I've not seen much Walter. Yep. I know he recently showed up in NXT UK back in January. So I've not seen a lot of Walter. Have seen a bunch of Tyler Bate. They're just getting started here doing a little chain wrestling.
I have a Greco-Roman knuckle lock. What do you have?
That's what I've got. So is there a backstory to this title match here? I know you're much more familiar with Progress than I am. So, is there a storyline behind this? Is it Walter been a champion for a while? Anything that you want to give as far as a background for me?
I've watched probably every single Progress show this year. Let me see. When you watch a lot of wrestling like I do, everything kind of runs together. So I don't want to give away anything. Let me see.
I apologize.
Where we were. That's okay. Let me see where we were at this point. Because Walter. Yeah, so Walter was the Atlas Division champion. And the Atlas Division is there. It's kind of like the opposite of the Cruiserweight. It is the 205 and above title. Okay. So Walter. Walter gave that up. And let me see here.
So Fat 05 Live, you're telling me.
I mean, that's a little mean. That's a little.
That's not what they call it. I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm just trying to get myself familiar with the background. That's all.
Okay. So here's the deal. So at this point, Trent 7 was the Atlas Division title. So Walter had already given up the title. Walter had beaten. Man, he is very long-winded. Here we go. That's what it was. Zack Sabre had won the Super Strong Style 16 for the tournament, and he was originally supposed to face Walter. Now I remember. He was originally supposed to face Walter for the title at an event of his choosing. He won the tournament. He chose Hello Wembley. However, Zack Sabre's New Japan commitments halted that. So Tyler Bate won a bunch of matches, and he won the I believe it was a scramble match. Let me make sure. Put me on the spot here, Jeff.
I'm sorry. So we're still doing some chain wrestling. Bate seems to trying to use his quickness, I suppose. To
we saw the matches. Do you recall when we saw Progress in August? Whoever won the three matches on those shows in a row was going to get the title. That was Tyler Bate. It was originally scheduled to be Tyler Bate, and my gut says Tyler Bate was supposed to win the Super Strong Style 16, but he got injured on the first day and he wasn't able to compete, and they had Zack Sabre Jr. win. I think everything kind of – it was all's well that ends well at this point for them, and they wound up with their main event, which they wanted, which was Walter versus Bate, and here we go. Walter, to me, speaking freely, he looks like create a wrestler option 5, true or false?
He looks like Vladimir Kozlov. That's what he looks like.
Okay, I can see Vladimir Kozlov. Did you get the head? Tyler Bate, his gimmick is he's a big, strong boy. For God's sake, the man is. I mean, do you see his quads, Joe? Is he on the top row posing right now?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's very young, not that big as far as height is concerned, but obviously very strong. People who have seen his work in NXT, NXT UK, as well as Progress, probably have seen him do a lot of things like giant swing and airplane spin and things of that nature with two opponents at the same time. So obviously he's very strong for somebody that is his size.
He definitely squats.
Looks like Trent Seven and Pete Dunne are in his corner for this match. So I guess that's the British Strong Style team.
Yep, that would be British Strong Style. Walter working him over in the corner. I don't want to say I don't know how Walter got over as fast as he did, but you know he's good. Walter is beyond serviceable in the ring. He's great in the ring. His look is, you know, generic, if you will. But you know, it works. He's a big menacing figure. He's part of Ring Kampf. With Timothy Thatcher, and now he's part of the NXT UK brand. Walter was a great champion, man. When that music hits, the crowd goes crazy for him. So they're doing some chain wrestling here. It's Tyler Bate's speed versus Walter's size, the way it should be. Tyler Bate channeling his inner junkyard dog at this point, but Walter finally got a hold of him, and he's probably going to chop the ever-loving poop out of him.
No, I don't want to see that if it happens.
Butterfly, just he's a big dude. Bate into the corner, bop. You know, Walter sells really well for a big dude too. Just a chop, holy cow! Did you get the chop to the back?
I did. We know? I know Bate is very young. I think he's maybe, I want to say like 23 or something along those lines. Do we know how old Walter is?
Last night, I think he's 32. Let me check.
32, early 30s, something like that.
Yeah.
We go to a rest hold here in the middle of the ring.
He's 30. Actually, me and Walter almost share a birthday. He's 31 years old.
31. Okay. 31. So he's right in the old prime, right in the old primo of his career. Right?
Yeah. Well, actually, Boss Rutten, famous MMA fighter, once said he believed his physical prime was age 36. So if that's the case, Joe, we got our future ahead of us, buddy.
Not me, but yeah, I mean, you definitely do. That's for sure.
You're in your prime right now.
Oh, okay. So that means the future is now.
Our time is now, like the Undisputed Era. Okay. Help me, Joe. Help me here. I'm doing the best I can. is Tyler Bate not a modern day Conor McGregor? Look at this kid. Oh, Walter.
Will he be throwing a dolly through a bus window soon?
Whatever gets him heat. Test of strength here. A little whirly bird, huh? A little whirly bird action. Walter with the knee on the back of the head. Oh, stepping on the – Jesus, look at that. God, just stepping. He's got he's got both of his arms behind his back, just stepping on the back of his head. It's a huge man to be doing this. Just kicking the tar out of him, Joe. Just kicking the tar out of him.
He's doing some serious kicking, that's for sure.
It was a lug nut. Gotta find the mute button on here. There we go. There's the old Mutesky. Bates letting the beard grow, but he's young, so it's like still kind of patchy. It doesn't have the full detail. Oh, it turns it around on him. Bate using his head for some leverage here. Walter gets to the ropes. Love it when a big guy goes to the ropes. Oh, Bate with the deadlift. Big elbow. I can't wait till he chops him. Oh, yes. Oh. Jesus. Did you see the chop?
Yeah, the flip cell by Bate. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, you see that dude's chest that Walter chopped the heck out of?
Who is that? Lame neck?
No, it wasn't. Wasn't lame neck.
Oh, my bad.
As a matter of fact, not lame neck. Turn the brightness down, this big boy.
It does look like they packed out this arena. I wonder how much it actually held as far as capacity is concerned.
You know, Joe, if we could have pregame for this show, I could have had these answers for you.
I definitely pregame. Oh, you mean like information? I
see. Yeah. Oh, you were hammering beers beforehand. Good for you, man. Yeah, too sweet. Too sweet. The protein shake. David versus Goliath here.
So does Progress typically have – so I know they go in chapters. I don't know how often they have these chapters, if it's like monthly shows or just like whenever they – if this is their form of a pay-per-view. Is that how this works? Or they just have like events kind of like Ring of Honor has where they just do shows with cards over the course of, you know, a month or two?
No, Progress, every event is usually a chapter. Except for Super Strong Style, which is a 3-day extravaganza of the best wrestling you'll find. And I think their American excursions are all, and whenever they go to different countries, those are also not chapters. But for the most part, any show in the UK is a certain chapter.
Okay.
He's got him in the Sheamus. He's just chopping the Irish right out of him. It's not even Irish.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be pretty tough to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's, you know. I just, from now on, I'm just going to call him Connor. That's all.
That's fine.
So Connor's down the outside in a heap. Walter being the abominable heel here. Kind of looks like a young, hair-filled King Kong Bundy.
Yeah.
I watched King Kong Bundy versus Jake Roberts the other day from Saturday night's main event. King Kong Bundy could move for a big dude. He was a little bit underrated. Just, you know, one of my takeaways from a 34-year-old show.
I'll be honest, I didn't expect King Kong Bundy and Jake Roberts to come up during this review, but I mean, kudos.
Oh, that's an shop from, that's only good. Look at the power. Oh boy, he's got him on the, oh, and there goes his nipple. I actually haven't even seen it. Walter stepping. Oh, dude, you have the foot on the neck?
Oof. Wow, just laid him over the corner and he just tumbled backwards to the outside. That's not a lot of mats on the outside I've seen in Progress. It looks like the gym mats from my high school.
Yeah, you know, well, if you want to play European handball, I have Tyler Bate get in the ring. We saw him in the same spot.
Pretty close. I think I might be a few seconds behind
you. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for you. Tell me when he's in the ring with his head on the turnbuckle.
He's there now.
Perfect. And we're back. Excuse me. Walter giving him the business, forearms. Little fighting spirit. Ooh. Tyler Bate fighting back. Oh, Walter got the wrist clutch and just delivering elbows to the face. What do you see the future of Walter in NXT?
Well, I think in the immediate future, I'd expect him to be the one that unseats Pete Dunne as the UK champion for NXT. I would say that's probably the move because Dunne has defeated a lot of his other challengers over the last 2 years or so that he's – just about 2 years, I guess, that he's been the NXT UK champion. So in the immediate future, that's what I would say. I don't know where it'll go from there, but if I had to take a guess, I would say whenever the next NXT UK takeover happens, that it'll be Walter and Pete Dunne for the UK title.
I would agree. I think that would be the right move. Walter with a wrist clutch and a classic stomp under the toes, the European uppercuts by Bate. Bate trying to mount a comeback here, and Walter just not having it. Just, oh. Nice. Houdan Kairana From Tyler Bate. I'm going to say it like Joey Styles does.
Oh. Are we going to get a dive here or what?
Oof, catch by Walter. And Jesus.
So I guess chopping is kind of Walter's thing, huh?
That's his gimmick, yeah. And jeez. Good God almighty.
Tosses him around a little bit like a rag doll here onto the apron, which is, I don't know if you know this, but the apron is the hardest part of the ring in pro wrestling.
I did hear that. And Bate going to suplex Walter from a deadlift. And something tells me it's not going to happen. Oh, okay. Not going to happen. Walter has him up in a suplex and Bate with, God.
Oh, man. Bounce off those gym mats on the outside of the ring there with Bate suplexing Walter.
He landed with a thud, didn't he? Referee checking on them both. Yeah, I would check on them too. Do you have the volume up at all or no?
No, I've been trying to. I didn't want to create too much background noise here, so I'm just watching it as a fan with no fans and no announcing in the background.
Okay, I can tell you the crowd is very into it. They've been chanting literally the entire time, but that's what you expect. Excuse me, that's what you expect from a UK crowd.
And they're hammered, I assume.
Well, I mean, they should be. It's the UK and they drink warm beer there. So if the beer's warm, they could pretty much drink any time. Tyler Bate looking to run the ropes. Tyler Bate looking for a dive. Tope. Oh, what are you, that's not, is that a tope? What would you call it?
I believe that is a tope, yes.
Not a tope suicida. That just be an over the rope tope? A ope? I don't know. Huge This Is Progress chant echoes out throughout the arena, and Walter's down. I mean, you wouldn't see this 20 years ago with the big man sound like this.
No, you wouldn't see Sid Justice on the mat taking these forearms from a little guy like Tyler Bate, that's for sure.
Well, you also wouldn't see Sid Justice doing anything resembling wrestling. Walter coming back with just open hands, and they're just literally slugging the crap out of each other in the ring. Bate, and he's got Walter against the ropes. Jeez, they're working snug, as the kids would say. Uh-oh, and Bate's got him up in the airplane spin. Dude, look at those quads. God bless him. And we have the – look at Peter Dune on the other side. Trent Seven going crazy. Is he going to squat him, Joe? Is he going to squat him? No. Seriously, no wrestler has better quads than Tyler Bate. Running shooting star?
I'm getting a little uncomfortable talking about Tyler Bate's quads. Yep, standing.
I'm getting a little uncomfortable not having those quads. God. Anyway. Strive for progress, not perfection, man. Progress, not perfection. Progress. Both men are down. How long has this match gone on? About 10 minutes, 12 minutes so far?
Oh, I think about 10, 11 minutes, I would say.
Actually, we started at 52. We're at, 09? We're at 10, so we're about 15 minutes in. Definitely, again, you have like a big guy like Walter. 10, 15 years ago, they would not be moving at this pace in a match. Bate just slugging him. I can't wait till Walter chops him. It's coming. I can feel it.
Let's see. Bate off the ropes. Oh, springboard. Oh, man, forearm right to the throat area. Again. Oof. Something's going to happen here. He's going for it a third time. Either he's going to hit it or Walter's going to catch him and do something crazy. Yeah, as he is.
Just a vicious lariat as Bate goes for the rebound off the ropes there. Uh-oh, Walter's pissed. Oh, God, he's so mad. He's just
brainbuster
right on the dome. 1-2. Bate kicks out barely. Oh, Walter's pissed, man. Pissed off Walter's a scary dude. Who does he look like? Jason Giambi? He kind of looks like Jason Giambi.
Vladimir Kozlov, bro.
Dude, Jason Giambi, I'm telling you. And Kozlov, that's just racist. You're saying all whites look alike.
Nope. He has a similar haircut and build and facial expression, I would say. So if he does a push kick, then I think I'm on point.
That's fair.
I think our Twitter followers would agree with me, those who know.
Holy crap at the chop. Oh, my God. Walter has better chops than Ric Flair. Book it.
Oh, that's – no.
Maybe he's got stiffer. I think he's got stiffer chops.
Yeah, I cannot authorize that.
Bates up. Walter puts Bates on top rope. Walter going for a superplex here. It's going to be tough to get Bates over with those quads. I got to be honest with you. It almost weigh him down like hammers.
It always comes back to the quads, I feel like.
It always does. Bates looking to scoot underneath Walter. Scoots up. Oh, and a night. You don't see that enough.
Now he's attacking Walter's quads, I guess, for
a and he's not got him in a torture rack. Belts. We have Bate with Walter in a torture rack. No way. Oh, and Walter holds on to the rear naked choke. Just clean booking. Look at this. Turns him around. Suzuki special. Picks him up for a powerbomb. No! Bate going for a Tyler driver? No effing way. Bate flips out of it. Walter. Oh! Sweet mercy. Look at that dropkick. Oh, boy, Joe. This is going to be... Oh, the powerbomb. That's it. One, two. Close the... The guy kicks out, Joe. Kicked out with a powerbomb. I'm marking out. I've seen this match already, and I'm losing it.
Oh, man. I don't even know who wins. Now I'm just trying to get invested in who wins this here, who walks away with the championship of the main event of their biggest show of all time. Seems like a pretty big deal.
With the – I mean, I would say with the heel, neither one of these guys are – of course, Tyler's over as a face. But –
interesting. I've read stuff about after we went to the Progress Show last year, before this one happened, I started reading into some of the history of Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, and Trent Seven. I guess at one point Bate was a heel, which I find it interesting. I have not seen him wrestle as a heel at any point. So I'd like to at some point, maybe in the future, that'll happen, or perhaps I should just go back and watch some of the older matches. It's hard to envision a guy like that.
That is. I know you don't have the sound up, Joe, but you have to go watch that last chop. It sounded like somebody dropped a water balloon from the top of the Sears Tower. Jesus. I don't think I've ever seen Bate work as a heel either. I mean, he was kind of in between on the first UK. Oh, ducks it. Stops the chop. Kicks him in the – look at that. Chopping the big man down, Joe.
Again, he's just angry that Walter's quads are not as developed as his own quads, apparently. So he's just attacking them. Viciously.
Oh, just literally slapped him in the face. Ooh. And Walter takes the clothes on like a champ. This is as strong as Tyler Bate going for a deadlift German on Walter, and he's got him with a bridge. Stud, Joe. Guy definitely works neck day all the time.
Oh, man.
Every day is neck day.
I'm rocking turkey neck day. I don't know if that's...
Turkey neck?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I did not know Timothy Thatcher was at ringside, by the way.
I saw somebody over there, and I was not sure who it was. But when you mentioned Thatcher earlier, I just kind of made the connection there. So we have both men down here. Both men are down in the ring.
Thatcher in Walter's corner, British Strong Style in Bate's corner. Bate is up to his feet first. Just toying with the big guy. Kicking, going to the quads, going to the chest. Oh, boy. Looks like you're just making him mad. Walter's so big, dude. Oh, slapped him in the face. I saw what he said there, but we can't say it on our show because our show is PG. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he slaps him in the face again. Oh, God. Oh, Walter slaps him back. They're literally just slapping each other. Now Bates taunting him. Why would you taunt the giant, Joe? You know it's coming.
Is it going to be more chops? Is that what this is going to be?
Oh, he really got that STF. So that's how you do an STF.
What are you talking about? Is that a knock at John Cena? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, God. He's got a cravat. Oh, cravat across the face. It's not pleasant, Joe. She's in the Malakas, Dino. If anybody gets that reference, tweet us, and I'll send you $5 cash.
Which they can use to get their first shipment of Blue Chew.
Glad you brought that up, Joe. I was waiting for a good part in the match. But, yes, if you take your hard-earned $5, hard-earned $5, you go to bluechew.com, promo code WPP. Oh. Sorry, I got invested into the match. Cartwheel kick. Walter with the – oh, with the shotgun drop kick again. Walter going to the top. Promo code WPP, $5 shipping and handling. BlueChew.com. Your first order is free. Walter off the top rope. Oh, my God. That's it. Say goodnight. Kiss the baby. Don't kiss the child yet. Do not kiss the child yet. Walter did not get the three count.
So it goes to the top rope splash, Jimmy Superfly Snuka style, and Bate kicks out of that as well. So this is I'm curious what the finish of this match will be. I don't know who wins, as I mentioned, but I'm just curious to see what the finishing move will be that actually ends this match now that's been going on for about 20 minutes or so to this point. This
guy's a little over 20 plus. Yeah, I mean, it's the last game of the season. Joe can't hold anything back now. Walter picking up Bate. Crowd is firmly behind Tyler Bate. Walter picking him up for what looks like a shoulder breaker. Bate slips. Nice. He slips in the ring naked, choking the big guy. What do all big guys need to live, Joe? Blood to their brain. And that, look at that. Telling a good story here. Oh, Bates got him down to a knee. Two knees. Sinks in the ring naked choke. I would still be terrified if I was Bate. You're on Walter's back. It's like you jumped on the back of an angry gorilla. Oh, God. Speaking of angry gorilla. Oh, okay. Tell me what you're seeing. Talk to me what's going on here, Joe.
We got the rear naked choke, and Walter is now climbing up the turnbuckles in the corner, and then just really jumps off the turnbuckles and falls back, chest first, back to chest, I guess, right off the bait. So
squashes him like a pancake.
Both men are down once more.
This is progress. Walter rolls out of the ring.
Bate crawling to get to his feet in the corner now.
Is he crawling to get to his feet, or is he crawling to get to the top rope, Joe? Oh, I was right. God, I'm good at this.
You gotta get to your feet to get to the corner, right? So.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Walter's up. Walter catches him, just slaps the crap out of the back of him and tosses him.
Seems like a spot is being set up here.
Seems like something's being said. Tell me what you're seeing here, Joe.
Well, you got Walter going for what appears to be a superplex from the second rope, and he's targeting to suplex into the outside to the floor, which may kill one or both of them. Bate now headbutting Walter. Break up that idea. I'm not sure what he's going for here. Like maybe he's going for a superplex of his own into the ring.
Walter just boxed the ears.
Oof.
He just hit him with a stiff lariat off the top.
There you go. So no big spot there. No big suplex spot. No deaths. And Bate now down in the ring. Walter looks like he's climbing the ropes now.
I don't know why Walter's going to the top rope. Bate with the jumping drop kick. Staggers Walter. Walter seated on the top turnbuckle. Bates, this is not good, Joe. This is not good. This is where I'd be chanting, please don't die. Bate looks like he's going for exploder. Oh, jeez. Exploder Walter off the top rope.
Wow. Man. That's impressive strength there.
That's a big bump for that dude to take. You know, it's such a mass of humanity. Bate going for the torture rack. He's got him in the torture rack. Is he going to hit the burning hammer? What are we looking for? A spinning torture rack to a damn near 400-pound Walter. Oh, and he just drops him. But he gets so dizzy, he falls out of the ring himself.
No.
Might have been a botch. Bate over the Tyler driver, and oh, he hits the Tyler driver. 97. 1-2. Kicks out at 2. 97, the year he was born. F me, Joe.
It's frightening.
F me. That's terrifying. Bake on the top rope, Joe. What are we looking for here on the top?
I don't know. Purple Rainmaker, right? That's what people use. Oh. Looks like it was supposed to be Spiral Tap, as they say. And now Walter has locked in what I believe is a rear naked choke. If you can correct me if I'm wrong on that.
It is. That's a very clear rear naked choke, yeah. But make it out of it. Oh. Walter is just hanging on Bate's back, and Bate is literally – Walter's feet are off the ground. He is supporting – Bate is supporting Walter by just – that's amazing. I don't care who you are. That's amazing. And he drops Walter down hard. The crowd is going insane. Walter's not taking that for an answer, and he gets up and he locks in the ring and can choke one more time.
Is this going to be it? Is he going to tap? Is he going to pass out? What's going on here? This has been he's been trying for this rear naked choke, going in and out of it for a while now. So
keeping him in the rear naked choke.
Bate getting perfect. Back to his feet.
Oh, flips it over on him, and to only a two count.
Oof.
Oh, wow. Walter with a kick to the face, and there's a rear naked choke again.
Oh, yeah, that's
just a stiff kick to the face. Looks like Bate's about to go to sleep.
I'm not sure how much more of this he could withstand being in and out of this rear naked choke for quite some time.
This could be it. One, two, and the hand drops. Oh, he's hulking up. Oh,
I was going to say, is he going to hulk up here? Oh, he does.
It's like Walter says, forget it. Oh, goodness. That's got to be it.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal. And that is it. Wow.
That is it. Walter chokes him almost unconscious with a rear naked choke, and then he just picks him up into a sit-out, vicious sit-out tombstone pile driver. Joe, you've seen Walter at his best in progress. What do you think?
Well, I thought the dynamic of that match was very good, just the little man versus big man type thing. And I mean, I'm a big Tyler Bate guy as well, so you know, I'm interested to see what Walter has to offer. If he's going to be, I don't know if he's NXT UK full time now, so maybe some more folks in the United States will get exposed to him. But I'm looking forward to his matches to see how if he can perform up to the standard that was set here against Tyler Bate.
Like you said, Tyler Bate's a fantastic opponent for him, but I've seen Walter in a lot of different matches, and the guy delivers every single time. I'm going to need a star rating out of that. Quick, while it's fresh in your head, you didn't have the benefit of the crowd. The crowd really made that match even better for me. So what would you
get? I'll go 4.5.
Interesting. 4.5. That's a very, very – that's a very fair – excuse me. That is a fair, generous – rating, and I would go 4.5 as well, but I had the benefit of the crowd in the commentary. Walter is a fantastic champion. He was a great champion for progress, and he gets the streamer treatment. Well, that's it for this week's edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. Before we let you go, we want to remind you that we are everywhere. We are on your YouTube at All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on your Twitter at All Night Long WP. You a fan of progress? We want to hear from you. What are the progress events you want to see us cover? What are the matches you want to see us cover? Did you like the recap? Did you hate it? Talk to us. And we have, hold on a second. Hold on. Might be something going on in this match, Joe.
Oh, I closed it down a lot. Wow.
Okay. All right. Looks like we might have a little extra chicanery in here. And really all you're getting is Walter standing toe-to-toe with Tyler Bate, talking a little bit of guff here. And sign of respect. Are we going to get a handshake? We should get a handshake. Walter pointing to the belt saying that's what it's all about, and he's number one. And Walter goes to offer his hand and a handshake. Putting the young kid over. Good for him. All right, listen, as we said, we appreciate you guys sticking around everywhere you can find us, All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. And don't forget, BlueChew.com. Use the promo code WPP, and you pay $5 for shipping and handling only. You get your first order of Blue Chew on the house. And if you want to make some progress in the bedroom, that's how you do it. Don't forget, BlueChew.com. He's the Stallion. I'm the Enforcer. Another week of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are tapping out.